This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America is dry once again, but some concerns are starting to mount. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
While it's not quite a huge market factor yet, there's a notable level of dryness in Brazil. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions in South America.
That's still more of the same. It's dry, dry, dry. We're going to continue to talk about this. It's not something that we necessarily have a handle on as far as when they really get into to planting in earnest for soybeans in October, late September, early October. But it is notable that it is extremely dry in Brazil. So looking at all three phases here, the 1 to 5 day, 6 to 10 day, and 11 to 15 day, all very dry across the board here. Argentina does see a little bit of rain in the 1 to 5 day forecast. Nothing that's really going to stick around, but it's enough to kind of give them a little boost to their moisture, but they need to see more as well as they start to plant sometime in the next couple of months here as well.
Rio Grande do Sul, the southernmost state in Brazil, has started planting for the next crop, but they are already lagging behind.
Yeah, Rio Grande do Sul is the southernmost area that in Brazil, and they are starting their planting process right now. Last year, they would have been about 7.5% planted. Right now, they're only about 4 to 4.25%. So this is something to watch.
While the delays in Rio Grande do Sul are mostly due in part to late frost issues, McBride said that doesn't mean that dryness isn't still a concern in other states. From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.